All right. Well, everyone, it's time to move on to mailbag. Yes, mailbag.
Sorry.
That was actually a nice touch. That was a nice touch. I was just gonna go into the Blue's Clues mailbag theme, but I like that little orchestral bit you did there for a second.
Right. Oh, thanks. It was actually some sort of weird mix of various game shows, including mainly The Price is Right. But, you know, Blue's Clues, I think that would almost work better. Except I'm tempted to skidoo if I sing Blue's Clues.
Ah. Which results in a... Did you actually watch kind of Blue's Clues? Because am I the only person who actually watched Blue's Clues? I probably shouldn't admit it.
Oh, no,
it.
I did. No, I mean, the thing is, used to be me and my siblings, usually, who would watch it. Not when we were really young, mind you, just when we were bored on a summer day or something, and would slip through channels. Well, the only thing on is Nick Jr., so why not?
Yeah, in the early morning, it's only news and Nick Jr. You gotta watch something.
Pretty much. You know? And admittedly, Blue's Clues is probably more educational than the news.
Oh, snap.
Hippie!
Okay.
Oh, wait. Mailbag, right.
Today, well, this is mailbag. This is basically, I'm going to say what the person has wrote in and said and everything. But I should probably tell you this week's, theme, what they wrote in about. Well, the questions this week, we have two questions. The first question is an open question. They can say, they can ask us anything they want this week. And the second question is about a fanfic you probably, not a fanfic, an interactive fiction you probably never read that a bunch of guys on thedailypos.org written a long time ago called Shotgun.
I've heard of it. I might have looked at it a long time ago, went back in the golden years. But
yeah.
I don't remember.
All the way back in 2005.
Oh, yeah. But back when I was a lowly, not an op.
I'm pretty sure you've always been an op in some form or another.
Really? Well, no. I mean, I thought there was a long time where it was sort of like a joke that Gimme doesn't get ops. You know, like the first year and a half or so that I was here.
Yeah, that might have been for the first year and a half, but you've been the most consistent person with ops besides me, Static, and Soap. Everyone else has lost it and gotten it back. Even Wally, even Insomniac Dude, everybody's lost their ops and gotten them back a bunch of times, except for you.
Oh. So I like to think that, the thing is, everybody else that goes in bursts for a lot of time, whereas I just idle out and come visit, like, every Saturday night or something. So, you know, it stretches out.
Yeah, we're never going to get rid of you. You have all the fancy, slams and splashes and dance party stuff.
Good point. And voice. And the most important one.
Well, it doesn't really work in a channel where it's not Mafia.
Oh, well, good point.
All right. This first reply is from Soap on Rope, our boss, apparently. And he writes in his first question. His question to us is, "Hey, what are you doing tonight, eyebrows?" Okay, so I'm just passing that question on to you.
Let's see. Right now, I'm on the internet. Wow, I could have thought of something funny. I'm sorry. Can we go back to this? I've got to think on this. That was horrible.
Okay, we'll come back to this at the end. His sub-question, his answer to the sub-question, what did he think of Shotgun, was... I'll admit, I never did read it all the way through. I should sometime. Yes, you should, you lazy cock. Get to reading. Get to reading right now.
No, really, right now. Seriously.
Sleeping? What's that? Get up. You don't need to sleep.
Soap doesn't need to sleep. It's just kind of a matter of fact, okay? He needs to read. Right now. Where does he live?
Georgia.
Okay, I'm going. I'll see you later.
Hey, on the way, you can think of an answer to his question.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to go lint soap.
Oh. Wow, that is a good one. I think you get an A plus on that one.
Oh, boy, thank you. I try.
You've passed remedial interneting.
Someday I'll get A++ certified. Then I can go to, stuff like IGN or something.
I think the internet would be a lot greater if you started off at some real obscure website. Everybody started off, and as you proved yourself as a better interneter, you get more points and you get to go to the cooler sites.
Right. I mean, and I feel like the problem with most people, like with most people on the internet who are, either jerks or quote unquote noobs or something, who just, don't know how to type, not in all caps or something. I mean, the thing is, they skip to the big stuff first, and they don't have enough experience with the internet to really build a relationship with anybody,
Yeah.
Like, I started out on Starman.net, and for like 2 years, I had no real serious friends. I mean, that's changed now. I've got a lot of friends on various websites now, but back then it was just way too big to find anybody who didn't wasn't already like had some friends that hung out with or played games with or something.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you on that. Honestly, start on POS and you'll stay crazy forever, Doesn't get much better.
That's true. I did start out on POS back when it was like a three-man site.
Wait, who were those three men anyway?
Soap and a rope, staring vacantly, and William, who you might have met when you first showed up.
William. Like, was that his actual screen name?
Yeah, that was his actual screen name.
I don't know. It's not ringing the bell.
Well, he was Soap's cousin, and he left not that long after I showed up. But I remember you being around not that long after I showed up either.
Really? Really? Wow. I thought that you were, a good bit older than me, actually. On the side, I mean.
Well, on POS, yeah, but in Melee, you showed up a couple,
Oh,
half a
that's right.
year, I guess, at the most, after I showed up.
Oh, cool. I guess that makes sense then. Well, actually, now that I think about it, I don't want to go on a tangent or anything, but when did Melee actually started being basically an extension of POS and not the actual Starman.net Melee channel?
Well, I think really that has to do when everybody, especially me, got lazy and didn't want to go to two channels, where I just really wanted to stay in one channel. Everybody was in the same channel anyway, so why go to another channel with the same people?
Right.
And
I just think. I'm sorry.
well, I'll finish. You after about 2 years of that happening, they just closed down the POS channel, I think. But yeah, go ahead, continue.
No, I just still think it's funny that the Melee one managed to come out on top, even though it was like just some random other channel that they were all in, It just seems kind of funny to me because it's almost reminiscent of, POS in a sense. It's just like, well, we have this channel named after us, and then we have this random other channel where we don't talk about the actual topic in question. Let's go there.
Well, yeah, I think Melee was around for a lot longer than the POS channel.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, okay, that explains it then.
All
You
right.
just ruined my dreams.
We'll move on to the next question because we have a few of them actually.
Oh boy.
This one is from Yoshi348, that Yoshi guy who loves Pikachu, that creepy bastard. And he
We're all
says,
creepy bastards here, Rick.
well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Go
I
on.
take that one back. But he says, see. Yoshi's new internet's gay or super gay? Seriously, though, my question is as follows. What, if anything, do you watch on TV? Are there any shows that you really miss that aren't on anymore? Is there anything you really want the television stations to do? All right, we'll answer this one first. You go ahead first on this one.
Okay. Let's see. Shows I watch right now, there's not many. I occasionally catch, the generic comedy shows and so on. Though I'm probably going to start seriously getting back into TV as soon as the new Futurama episodes come out, because they're amazing. But otherwise, let's see. I didn't really watch it on TV, but one of my favorite shows ever is actually 6 Feet Under, which is sort of it's like one of those general HBO drama kind of things, so it's just really very original, but I won't go into in-depth on it because that's kind of wasting everybody's time. But if you're interested, just talk to me about it. It's a very cool show. I think Cruz was a fan of it at one point, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Is there anything you want the television stations to do?
Oh, right. Let's see. I mean, I'm not too into it anymore, really. I'd like it if... Actually, there is one thing, actually. It'd be really nice if we had a video game channel that wasn't catering to 13-year-olds who like big breasts and guns. It'd be very nice. You know, actual people who play games instead.
Yeah, you need to cater to the 20-year-olds who like big breasts and guns.
Exactly. Exactly, Rick. That kind of progressive thinking is why you need to be in this business.
I agree as for what you said about the gaming channel. I used to watch G4 back when it was Tech TV, and you really could feel the difference once it changed over. I mean, almost everybody was fired, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact facts, but I'm certain the only people left over out of everybody, writers and people and stars and everything, is Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb of X-Play, but that's only probably because they're the highest rated show they have. I do watch X-Play every once in a while because I find some of the writing to be funny. I watch an absurd amount of Star Trek during the day. I should not watch this much Star Trek. There's like 4 hours of it on Spike TV. I turn it on whenever I'm home, and I just let the TV run while I'm writing or updating the site or anything, and I'll just watch the same episodes over and over again. You know, how many times can you watch Captain Picard blow up ships and shit, but it never gets old.
Can't imagine it does. Though, I never really got into Star Trek, but I enjoyed what little I saw of it.
It really depends on which series you like. I mean, my dad loves the original series, but I just find it to be very hokey and pretty embarrassing at times.
Hmm. Oh, well, yeah. Actually, real quick, when I was in Seattle for a convention of a certain website that won't be named, we went to this science fiction museum, and I actually saw one of the uniforms from the original Star Trek show, along with like the original Star Trek, the model of the, darn, I've forgotten this, is it Battleship? No, that's not it.
Starship.
Starship. Like the model, it's like a really tiny model that they would use, like far to make it on a black and with stars background to make it look really big. But it was really cool seeing that, though, because you could see, like, the tear on it after it had been used so much and all that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. When was this?
Just this past July.
All right. We'll finish off. The last bit of his question about Shotgun is... This is one of those things that happened before my time. Of course, since Soap gave me forum mods, I can see the secret board, but I'm still kind of clueless. Go ahead and edit that out if you want, Rick. Thanks. Thanks for telling me that at the end there, buddy. Heart. So, yeah, there's a secret board, and it's not too much of a secret that we're trying to write a sequel to it, but, I mean... I can't write it by myself, and everyone else is just lazy, lazy bastards. So, you know, it probably won't ever happen. It's one of those things where we'll just keep talking about it forever, and it'll never happen. But hopefully it works, you know. But
do I dare to mention POS the game?
No, that never happened.
Never.
There's no POS the game.
Pullman was happy. We had pie.
Perfect. The next one Jeez, we're taking forever on these replies. Normally we go through them in like 10 minutes and it's already been like 20.
Okay, you want to like make this next one a speed round for fun?
No, because, I mean, we're pretty funny right now. At least I think we're pretty funny. I'm laughing. But,
alright, I mean, I'm not in a rush. Because I, the thing is, this starts a long weekend for me, so I got time. It's cool.
Alright.
I don't need to go to sleep or anything.
This next one is from RPGMaker35. And he says, well, since this topic, since the topic this week is open-ended, I'll give you this. I know you guys think you're superior in everything to Canada, except hockey, parentheses, but at least we did something awesome. The adult-oriented cartoon, Sons of Butcher. What do you think of this show? And he sends us, you know, a torrent and an awesome clip that we probably should have watched before we did this.
Good point. I watched the clip, and it was very good. And good.
It was adult-oriented. Very nice.
It was. It even had, you know, sexual innuendo.
Sexual really? Innuendo. Lol.
Lol. Rafflecop. Oh, no, not going to do it. Not going to say any fabs. No Rafflecoppers here.
Oh, you just said it.
Darn. You realize I have to kill you now.
Through the internet?
Yes. I'm stabbing the DS with my stylus.
Ow, my kidneys. This next one is...
You're dead now.
Oh, wait. Well, I have to be a zombie for the rest of this then because, you know, you have to finish all the mailbag replies or we get fired.
Oh, okay, you're alive again. Go on.
Hey, Phoenix down. I bet you Eris wanted one of those.
But
from Jew. I think this one's a fake post. All right. When I was just a little guile, I asked my mother... Actually, I'm going to make you read this one. I'm just going to PM this to you in IRC. See if you can actually read this.
I haven't lagged out yet, have I?
I don't think you have. You might ping out eventually, but...
Right.
There you go.
There we go. Let's see. Oh, boy. French. Let's see. Who eats do these powerful leeweeks mean to yoy? I'd like to know who it yui think. Oi.
Yeah, there's a bunch of lyrics on top of that.
I totally missed that. I just thought we were having like a conversation before something. Okay.
Very nice.
Should I sing that? No, let's not sing this.
No, don't even worry about reading them. That's just silly. Silly business.
Okay. When I was just a little girl. Anyway, that's all I'm going to do.
Well, maybe someday we'll do a... We'll do a duet of When I Was Just a Little Goyle.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Yeah, it's basically just a conversation between a little girl and her mother. So, yeah, I thought it was hard to read. How about you?
I liked it. It was very nice until the hunter shot the mother, and then it was kind of sad.
Oh, man. Oh, spoilers, dude. Come on.
Shit. Well, quickly moving along. This is from Ben Moonlight Sonata Heyman, a.k.a. Star Eye. And he writes in and asks, how gay are you? So, yeah.
What, are you starting that with me, or?
Well, did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's totally Ben's. That wasn't me. I did not ask how gay you are. I'm not implying that you're gay or anything, you know, even though you're wearing that shirt.
Wait. How do you know what shirt I'm wearing?
I'm in the tree across the street. Gotcha, mofo!
But my house is on top of a hill.
I broke the laws of gravity.
And there aren't any trees around here.
I'm riding on top of a tree. I'm using it like a witch would use a broomstick and just flying through the air.
Actually, a truce is sacred in this town, and if you do anything with them, you'll probably get killed.
Yeah, but I already got killed.
Oh. Well, you'll get killed. Anyway, sorry. How gay am I? All of a sudden, I want to sing from the producers. Let's see. I'm guessing. No one's seen that. Never mind.
I saw the producers.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, right on. It's one of my favorite things.
Hey, it's the only in-joke that nobody else will get. It'll just be ours.
POS cast. The in-jokes. Hey, Rick. Hey, check what? It out. Hey.
What?
Ice sheets.
Oh. Oh. You card, you.
I slay me.
With a sword.
Anyway, I'm exactly 30% gay. Exactly. Luminescent gayness functioning at 30%.
I'm 45% gay, but I'm telling everybody that I'm 25.
Oh, okay.
It's the hair.
Young, huh? Oh, it's always the hair.
He also asks, what kind of Pokemon are you?
Oh, man. Let's see. You go ahead. I have to think about this.
Well, I'm not the one that gets raped. I'm not Eevee, so I'll be Ditto. You know, if there's going to be any raping going on, I might as well be the one doing it.
Hmm. That is a good point. Let's see. I'd have to say, whatchamacallit, I'm trying to think of the one. Maybe I'm, Pikachu? He seems okay.
Yeah, you haven't seen Coral Mayhem, have you?
Never mind. Ditto. Ditto.
Yeah, everyone's Ditto.
Everyone's Ditto. Sorry.
Alright. This next one is from everyone's favorite hated, mailbag entry guy, Speculator.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that guy everybody just wants to beat.
Actually, he lives like 15 minutes from me.
Dude, he's go beat the shit out of him.
Actually, I have it's kind of weird. We managed to cross paths like I think twice because of we're both in band, and we like whenever there's like a countywide band thing. Or not countywide, he's in a different county, but like a
statewide,
region-wide. No, not state, well, region, whatever, it doesn't matter. Whenever there's a band thing, he saw me once because I was apparently looking really focused, and I was in a Mother 3 shirt, and who else in South Carolina is going to wear a Mother 3 shirt but me? And the second time, he was actually coming to my school, and I still managed to miss him. But yeah.
Dude, he's stalking you.
Apparently, yes. No, he warned me the second time. The first time it was just weird. I had no idea he lived that close. He just was like, well, Gimme, I thought I saw you today because you were wearing a Mother 3 shirt and had long hair and it fit.
Well, you know, that's kind of new. I've never heard of a rapist warning his victim that he was coming.
Right.
It was just, you don't go, hey, Martha, I'm going to rape you later. Have fun with that.
See you at night.
I'll bring the toys. All right, moving on. Before we get sued.
Right.
Dear Rick, I've been having marital problems. My wife is constantly beating me, and I'm not really sure what to do. We haven't been doing it as much lately either. Why do I hate myself? Love, Spat. Because your hand is not your wife.
Now look. I know it's very troublesome when you don't do it very much, but you have to learn that sometimes there's more to marriage than baking cookies, okay? You just gotta stop that, alright? There's more to it, okay? So stop doing that, okay? Stop baking cookies. Just chill out.
Whoa, had a flashback to all the presents in the room in Earthbound in the boarding house filled with cookies.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And then I got yelled at for taking all the cookies. That was awesome. Rick, how could you?
I'm guessing you haven't played Mother 3, right?
No. Please, don't ever spoil that for me.
Oh, no, I would never, ever, ever spoil a game as beautiful as that to anyone. Never, ever, ever. I was just wondering. And I definitely wouldn't do it on a radio show.
That's just mean.
Really, it is. Though I'm kind of sad because apparently Super Smash Bros. Brawl is going to spoil Mother 3 for people.
Really?
Yeah, like, my guess is, I'm not going to spoil it, obviously, but there's one character who is pretty much a spoiler in existence who will likely be a unlockable character, not, like, one that's revealed beforehand, but an unlockable character for, whatchamacallit, for the game. And there's also, apparently, a scenario in the adventure mode or whatever, where a villain from Mother 3 is the villain of that section.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
That's why, the translation effort is trying to get it done before November, or sorry, during November, so that you guys will have like 2 weeks to play it before you get spoiled immensely.
Oh yeah, I'll play right through that game in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And it's not that long either. It's not like you'd have to rush through it.
Well,
I mean, I think I got through it in like 2 weeks anyway.
I do have one question for you, Gimme.
Sure.
How do you know this? Do you have an uncle working for Nintendo? Did he get you Pokemon Black?
No, Pokemon Onyx. Oh, no, wait, what was it? Pokemon Quartz. I got the advanced copy. It's pretty great. I got the part where, you know, the part with Ran, that's pretty great.
Wow, you totally caught on to the joke I was trying to give you.
Yep. Anyway,
this never did happen with Krem. Holy shit. Okay. Here we are. And the next reply. Give me a second. I'm queuing up the next reply. Quick, entertain the people while it's loading.
Tap dance.
Okay, it's loaded.
Wow.
By the way, that was pretty awesome.
Oh, thanks.
The only way it could have been better is if you did the Runaway 5 theme.
It's too bad, because if I wasn't using the DS, then I could play some Electric Light the music in the breaks.
Well, it's
pretty... You know that game?
I do know of the game, yeah. But you can't be too loud, because your parents are sleeping, right?
Right. Well, I've got a glass door between them, me and them, so it's cool. Oh, glass door, and they're on the second floor. I can speak at this volume, but whatever, it doesn't matter. Plus, it wouldn't transfer very well because this DS microphone is going up, and the other DS would be going up in sound anyway, so it'd be really hard to hear.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
Let's see here. From Julie Chen. Julie asks, "Hey, Rick, wanna fuck?" And I'm like, "Oh, shit. Can't really do that with my girlfriend listening in on the podcast. Not exactly inconspicuous."
No.
You can have Gimme.
But he can.
I'm not sure if it's a guy or a girl, but yeah, go ahead. They can have you.
Great. Okay. Hi, I'm Gimme C. I like long walks on the beach and bubble baths and talking about books.
This next one is from Penisburg. I think this one's a spam one too.
No, you're crazy. He comes into the IRC channel all the time.
I must miss him.
Anyway, go on.
Okay, Penisburg says, "Welcome to Penisburg. No girls allowed."
So it's a sausage fest.
Yeah, apparently. Oh man, Penisburg is a horrible sausage fest. I don't really want to go to Penisburg anymore.
No, neither do I, in fact. In fact, I bet it doesn't exist.
No. Penisburg wouldn't lie to us.
Look, man, sometimes Penisburg lies. You have to accept that.
Why would Penisburg lie to us?
Because Because he has his own motives, okay?
Penisberg, what are his motives?
Well played. You know, actually, on real quick question, I've always wanted this. Is that a real quote or not?
Yes, it is a real quote. It is a real quote.
Okay, because I knew the, I knew there were some ones that were fake that Gia's just made up and some that were real, but they all seemed plausible, but that's great. That really is great. That is real. That makes me very happy.
Well, Gia split them in half, so it would say, here's a fake quote, or here's a real quote. And I remember submitting the one that was, black people, what are their motives? I'm pretty sure I could find it in a log, too.
Oh, cool. The conversation would be pretty funny to look at, I think.
It was just one of those random things. We weren't even talking about black people. There was just like, black people, what are their motives?
Have you ever seen one where he comes in with another screen name, like another alias, and has a conversation with himself about why the rest of the channel is wrong?
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing.
He denied the Holocaust with a rabbi as his second nickname.
I did not hear about that. I am missing out, I have to say.
He's a really, truly special person.
Really?
I'm telling Static to send in a mailbag reply right now. I wonder if she can do it before we answer this, or after we answer this final question from Dr. Ano, a.k.a. Drano, M.D. Let's see.
Yay.
He says, random question. What is your favorite album by the Beatles? You might have heard of them. They're this group of British fellows.
Let's see. Definitely Sgt. Pepper's, etc. That's, yeah, definitely.
I liked Abbey Road. I liked Abbey Road a lot. It had a few of my favorite songs, actually.
No, admittedly, I think the Beatles is one band where I don't think any of the albums really totally stand out from one another. Not in a bad way, in a good way. As in, they're all pretty, even there's not like downs and ups, whatever.
Well, I can't really name a bad Beatles song. I mean, there's got to be like one that's mediocre or okay, but all the other ones just kind of are so good that they outshine all the bad ones, so you can't really name a bad one.
I've actually got a Lennon quote bumper sticker, which is pretty cool.
Well, let's expand on his question. What's your favorite song by the Beatles?
Oh my. Honestly, I always have trouble with song names. I can never remember them. Let me think a second.
If you can name a lyric, I could probably name you the song, actually.
Right. Let's see. I enjoy Day Tripper.
Yeah.
Now, wait, was Imagine the Beatles or one of them doing it alone? I think it was all of them, right?
It was Imagine was all of them, I believe.
Yeah, then Imagine's one of them, too. And Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is also good. Those would be my favorites, probably.
All
off
right.
The top of my head.
I'll name three, then. I liked Fool on a Hill. I
cool.
liked Here Comes the Sun and Blackbird. Even though Blackbird was really just kind of Paul McCartney doing it, but it was a Beatles song. It was written in that era.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I don't know if I've heard that last one, actually. I might have to check it out.
Yeah, Blackbird's a really good song. My dad used to sing it to me when I was, like, one or two, and it kind of stuck with me for a while. So
I can imagine.
Yeah. So we'll move on to his second part, which is Shotgun Thoughts. The Super Shotgun is the best Doom weapon ever, if only I could use it right. Open parentheses. Which is a sad face.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Shotguns? Kill.
I like shotgun really only because you can, like, you know, yell shotgun and suddenly burst into a car and be in the front seat and shit.
Okay. Actually, I have a little move regarding that called the shotgun shuffle, which results in everybody driving with me hating me for the entirety of the trip, where basically someone calls shotgun, They start opening the door on the outside, and then you yell, shotgun shuffle, and then slide in through the crack that they make just in time to slip into the seat and buckle the seatbelt. And by the time they realize what you're doing, it's over.
You've completely pulled a penisberg.
The what?
You've completely pulled a penisberg. Tricking them.
Okay. You lost me there for a second. I was like, no, I wasn't talking about penisberg.
Aren't you always talking about penisberg?
Aren't we all?
Static says she sent it, but it's not showing up yet.
Oh, well, she could just, you know.
Oh, wait, here it is, here it is. Took a second. Wait. Took a sec. Alright, now. This is from Static, obviously. No, wait, gasp. Static? And she asks, you enjoyed devouring the Muffin Man, innards and all?
Personally, I don't really know the guy, so can't really say. I mean, I knew his address at some point, but I can't remember now. Sorry. It's not ringing a bell.
Well, it really depends on his muffin-to-human ratio. I mean, if he was, like, 100% or close to 100% muffin, I would totally eat him. But, if he was, like, you know, 90% man and his, like, hands were muffins, I'm pretty sure you'd have to cook them first before you could eat them. Alright, yeah. And her shotgun reply is, I think shotgun would be ultra spiffy, and hopefully I can do part of the story this time, too, if it goes. Which is, you know, never gonna happen because it's POS.
Right. Just as soon as POS Online comes around.
Yeah, exactly.
And everything else. And when I update Stick Figure Ninjas. Actually, for a writing class I'm taking right now, I ended up taking the Stick Figure Ninja and making a children's book out of it, which was pretty funny.
Can you update that? Can you, like, put it online, or is it just, like, in book form?
Let's see. Right now it's in a bunch of notebook paper form, and it's, like, a 10-page thing, so I don't think I could just take a bunch of pictures of it. But if I ever get around to taking a trip to Kinko's or buying a scanner, I will probably upload it. There's one page that's bugging me, though, that where the rhyme scheme is totally off, and it's kind of bugging me to the point where I haven't done anything with it yet, because I can't figure it out. But yeah, I'll probably end up uploading it.
It's a shame you've moved so far away. I have an extra scanner, like, sitting 3 feet away from me.
Oh, well, just throw it. You're sitting in a tree outside, right?
Well, yeah, but I moved. You told me people would kill me. I've come back home.
Oh, okay. Well, that was quick.
Yeah, I know. The tree gets good gas mileage.
Wow. So, okay, I was going to make a joke about natural gas, but it kind of died, so never mind. Next question.
Well, we're out of mailbag questions, so we're going to finally end the segment after, like, half an hour. Soap's going to flip out. Actually, it's probably been, like, more like 35
yeah,
minutes.
It's been more 35, 40, actually.
Yeah, we took forever on that one. That was real good. Let me get up and stretch for a minute. I think my back is fused from sitting so long.